You're listening to the NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network, part of Sports Illustrated, giving you daily NFL Draft, Dynasty, and Devy Fantasy Football podcasts.
Welcome into the Dynasty Draft Room presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. I'm your host, Anthony Carenti, joined by my co-hosts, Ryan Searfoss and Eric Adams. Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good, man. Did you say your last name different than you normally do?
I don't think so, but my voice is kind of in and out. So, you know,
your E came off really like an A. It's kind of weird. Do you not know how to pronounce your name anymore?
Just keeping you guys on your toes.
You sound good to me. You sound good to me.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, on today's show, we're going to be discussing some current ADP, startup ADP, courtesy of DLF, Dynasty League Football. So we'll get into some guys that could be values, some guys that might be going higher than they need to be, break down a whole bunch of stuff. Before we get into that, just a reminder that this is a daily podcast feed filled with analysts and experts providing unmatched insight into the NFL, college football, and fantasy football. We provide this feed totally ad-free, and all we ask in return is that you leave us a 5-star rating and check out our written content over at si.com/NFL/draft. So like I just said, we all took a look at the ADP on DLF, just kind of scope or kind of cruise through, see some guys that we wanted to talk about. So Eric, why don't you kick us off with some of the stuff that was jarring or noteworthy to you? We'll talk through a couple of the points that you saw and some guys that you think might be values, and kind of just go round the bend with all of us.
All right. Well, we said we're using DLF, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So here it says, I want to start with the quarterbacks. I'm going to start with the quarterback position. I guess we'll just go down the line. The couple of guys that I want to group together, and I'm going to take your guys that you sent to me as well. We got Joe Burrow at QB7. We got Trevor Lawrence at QB9. Jalen Hurts at QB10. And Trey Lance at QB12, and then Justin Fields at QB13. I think that's ass backwards. Pardon my language. I really do. Like, I don't understand why Justin Fields is the low one on that list. I'm taking Justin Fields ahead of Trey Lance right now. I'm definitely taking him ahead of Jalen Hurts. I'm taking him ahead of Trevor Lawrence. I'm not taking him ahead of Burrow yet, but like, he could get there. That was weird to me. What do you guys think?
I feel like Burrow shouldn't even be brought up. Like, I think Burrow's getting ready to pass into the next tier.
That's true. That is true.
Hurts, I have no idea to deal with.
Well, his job's about to be taken by
him. I do. You fade him. Hopefully you sold him months ago, like we've been telling you. Get on out of here. Yeah. Get out of here, Jalen Hurts. It's done. It's over.
Minshew mania, baby. That's how a quarterback's supposed to throw the ball. Beating up a hot Jets team.
Yeah. Okay.
It's looking good coming in.
Almost threw the ball all on the rails. yeah, go ahead.
I'm taking Fields over Lance still. Yeah. Like, we're going to see a catch and change there. Like, something's going to happen. They're going to build something. They're going to bring in a guy who caters to him because you're attached to your franchise quarterback for X long. So I believe in that. And I don't know what Trey Lance is going to get the starting job. Like, Jimmy G's. Like, he should, but, like, we don't know.
He'll be starting next year.
That's fair.
I think he'll be starting next year, but I am not taking him over Justin Fields. I'm just not. I'm not taking Jalen Hurts ahead of Justin Fields in startup scenario. Joe Burrow, yeah, I am. And Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields is more of a coin flip for me now than it would have been, prior to the season.
I'm leaning Lawrence.
I lean Lawrence too, but it's close.
If his coach somehow disappeared, I'd easily pick him.
Yeah, but they still got to get the coaching hire correct. I know you got to do the same thing with Fields too, but like, Fields is showing it. Like, he's shown at that Pittsburgh game. He put the tape there. It was like, okay, he can do this. This guy looks legit. Looks the part. I don't think Lawrence has had that game yet. I think we're waiting on that.
I do agree with that. I do agree with that.
think he's a little shakier for Trevor Lawrence right now. I would probably take Fields over him. It could. I would not be shocked though. I'll give the 50-50 answer here. It wouldn't shock me if Trevor Lawrence is nasty next year. They get the coaching hire right, and he's nasty. So,
if they hire a coach, I want to talk about the one guy who is between Burrow and Lawrence at QB8. That's Russ.
Yep.
Like, I feel like we're seeing the ghost of Russell Wilson this year a little bit. Like, it doesn't seem off. I don't know if the hits have taken a toll. Maybe it's just because they don't have a running back game and they can't play action, because that does matter for a quarterback. But I'm feeling not as comfortable with Russ as I used to. Like, I'd probably want Stafford on my team over him at this point.
I literally was about to say the same
thing. Who's two spots lower at 11.
Yep.
Like, I'm just nervous. He seems to be aging quickly.
Yeah, it's I don't know. He went from a guy where it's like you feel good about him
being every week.
Yeah. And now he's like a guy that I feel good about him if he's my second guy in Superflex. And I'm not saying that's like the way he needs to be drafted. He's going to get drafted earlier than that most of the time. But QB8 price is probably too rich for me in startups moving forward.
And he has some of the best weapons in football. Like, it should be easier.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure we need to talk about those people as well at some point. But, like, I guess it's fine. But I'd rather have, like I said, Stafford. Probably not Rodgers down the line. And then maybe the young guys. Like, I'd probably draft Trevor Lawrence over him.
Yeah, I will take the young guys over him.
100%. Yeah, agreed.
And you don't want to bring up with Mac Jones all the way down at QB21. Are you okay with that?
Hold on. Give me 1 second.
We're getting there.
One moment. Okay, sorry. I just needed to watch all his passes yesterday. No, I don't think Mac's there yet. We're not going to push the agenda for Mac today. But I will say, as the quarterback of the team that's the number one seed in the AFC, he does look pretty darn good throwing those three passes. Way to go, BB. 66 completion percentage. How about that?
I'd be drafting him ahead of Carr and Wentz and Tua ahead of him.
Who, Mac?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not taking him ahead of those guys. I don't think Mac's there yet. Mac's going to throw for like 3,500 yards, dude. I don't know if he's going to hit 20. Well, he should hit 20 touchdowns, I guess.
Well, this is Dynasty. This isn't like the rest of the year. Like, I'd rather him on my team than these guys.
That's true. See, I feel like a lot of talk in New England is like, we like the wide receivers here. They're very sound, and they fit what we're doing. But a lot of people are like, oh, man, if we just had that one alpha, here's the problem. We're never going to get that guy. It's just never going to happen. Like, and I'm going to keep saying that until it does happen. But I will say, if it happens, then I'd be interested in Mac, because that's when we could talk to him about him being a fantasy relevant quarterback. Until then, though, no, it's just a no. Flat no for me.
The only other thing I have at quarterback before we talk about, you know, maybe a few guys that you think are real values at the position. Obviously, there's like multiple levels of uncertainty, but Deshaun Watson still getting drafted as quarterback 14. In at quarterback 14 prices, or rather wait it all out?
I mean, I expect him to play next year.
I think his thing's
situated, so, you know, sure, I guess.
We're going to see a big change in this in February.
Yeah.
We're going to see a big change in this one way or other in February.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. It either shoots all the way back up and he's back in the top six or seven.
Or he's out of the league.
Yeah.
Or he's out of the league. 100%.
Yeah. All right. Anybody in particular that you think is a real value at the position? I'll tell you the one guy that I love the value on is Tua Tagovailoa at quarterback 18. I think Tua's been good this year. I don't think Tua's losing his job. I think he's played pretty well, and I think the arrow's pointing back up on Tua. So quarterback 18, he's a guy I would love to have. I'd be very happy with him as my second quarterback in Superflex.
Yeah, I agree. I was actually eyeballing him at one point, too. I like that there. And I just lost him in the ranks. But yeah, I like him there a lot. Oh, Kirk Cousins at 22. I know people think he's not going to be there next year, but you know what? I would rather have Kirk Cousins leading my team than the rookies next year. No offense to them, because I'd feel more comfortable with it, with having a team build around that running back, and you can kind of build there. He's a starter next year. He's still a top 12 QB. He's QB8 now. He plays solid football, even though he's not exciting and nobody likes him. He's still fantasy relevant, and I love him there at QB22 and super flex him at QB2.
Is he – when's his deal up? He's got a $45 million cap hit. Where in the world do you think you're trading that? He's going to be the starter for the team next year.
And Kirk Cousins is going to do his normal Kirk Cousins years. And he has really good weapons. He's going to be fine.
Yeah. You're not starting Kelce next year.
I'd rather him on my team than Tannehill.
I probably agree with that. Yeah, I've never been a Tannehill guy. So.
And Wentz.
I'd
rather him over any of those three.
Really? You really don't Carr, huh?
Yeah, I'd take Wentz and Carr over him, but
yeah.
I might be in on him over Tannehill.
Wentz has been good, but Wentz is still QB12 right now.
That's true. Oh, we're talking about Kirk. I've just brain farted. I thought we were talking about somebody else. Okay. I'd take Kirk.
And Tannehill.
But Wentz has been good.
Wentz has been good. But I think him over both those guys.
That's true. I'm just gonna say I agree on Tua, and that's all I'm gonna say. You're gonna send me on a rant if you get me talking about Tua. Because all the people who crapped on him, don't even get me started.
Yeah, this was a supportive show. I have one other guy I want to bring up. And this one's weird to me because he could obviously be the starter next year, and it's Taylor Heineke. Yep. He's QB36, and you know what? He's playing really well.
Yes.
And Washington may not draft a quarterback because of it.
I'm sorry. I'm just looking at the ADP, and how is Taylor Heineke coming off the board as – quarterback 36, but Cooper Rush is coming off the board as quarterback 33.
Hey, man, Cooper Rush beat the Vikings. So did the Lions, so that means nothing. But, hey, he had a pretty darn good game that one.
No offense, Cooper Rush.
Big Ben, who announced his retirement, essentially.
Yeah, he's half out the door.
And Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Ryan Fitzpatrick's not even playing. Oh, no.
The disrespect, and he can start next year. And if he starts, he's solid.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I agree. That's crazy. Oh, man, Taylor Heineke. Got to get that ADP up, bro. Oh,
that's harsh.
All right, let's talk running backs. I want to start us off with the three guys that I were looking, not necessarily right in a row, but Aaron Jones, running back 9, Ezekiel Elliott, running back 11, Joe Mixon, running back 14. I think that order is wrong. Like Eric said about the quarterback order in the beginning. I think I would take Mixon over both of those guys. And Zeke at running back 11. I know we talked about this a little bit on last week's podcast, but I'm so far out on that price for Ezekiel Elliott. Like,
yep.
Not interested at all. Like, I don't even mean this to be totally hyperbolic or just sound like a hot take guy, but Zeke's like back end RB2 to me moving forward for dynasty purposes. Like, I think it's over. I know people right now are, oh, well, you know, the knee's not right, and that's why it looks so bad. Yeah, that's a problem. Like, that's a problem. I'm not just worried about that being a problem for the rest of this season. I'm worried about that as he's an aging running back with a ton of work already on his body. And if he's breaking down, that can certainly be problematic into the future. So, Joe Mixon, people hate Joe Mixon, but he's been great this year. He's been awesome, and I think if you can draft him in startups right now at running back 14 prices, that's a steal. Also, I have to double check, but I'm pretty sure he's the youngest of those three guys as well, younger than Aaron Jones and definitely younger than Zeke.
He is indeed.
He's 25. Indeed.
Yep.
Zeke has over 500 more rushing attempts than Joe Mixon.
That's wild.
Zeke has 1,586 attempts.
Yeah, Mixon's missed a lot of time, though.
Yeah.
He's a little bit younger. But, I agree. And I feel like the ADP's not caught up yet because Javonte Williams is below Zeke and Aaron Jones.
Yeah, that'll shoot through the roof
soon. Yeah, it's definitely not updated because Javonte Williams is not RB1 yet. From what I'm getting, from what I'm hearing from Twitter, he's supposed to be there.
And Nick Chubb's kind of in that grouping too with them, like ADP wise. And I'd rather have Nick Chubb.
I would
rather. You'd rather have Nick Chubb than Zeke? Is that what you mean?
I'd rather have Nick Chubb than any of them.
Nick Chubb plays come cold weather. Zeke is in the ice bath. So
and Nick Chubb is not ran to the ground, and he's the most talented.
Although Baltimore holding him to 16 yards. Ryan, you really got to do that to him? Come on. Really?
Listen, yeah. It was my first time playing him all year because I traded for him the day before.
Awesome. You played him against you? That's hilarious.
He was my only running back on the roster because everybody's hurt. So, yeah, I went through it with him. But, yeah, like, Hunt's contract's not that much longer either. And Hunt leaves, it's wheels up, baby.
That'd be nice. Ooh, Hunt's contract is up? Wait a minute.
I think there's 1 year left.
I'm not going to talk about the Patriots. I'm not gonna
also, Patriots. Antonio Gibson there at 13 feels wrong.
Yeah, that's another one that feels like it probably adjusts a bit when this is a little more updated. So I'm assuming this was updated probably through the end of November, not without a ton of December data.
Yeah,
but so I bet he comes down, Javonte shoots up a little bit, and to RB1.
It's wild. Gibson's had a pretty good stretch here, though. This is not a great stretch. 24 for 64 for two touchdowns. I mean, he got the two touchdowns. That's all that matters. And it was against Tampa, so we throw that one out. 19 for 95 against Carolina. 29 for 111 against Seattle. And then 23 for 88. It's not terrible. He had some catches in between. I don't know. Definitely still too high, but I don't think he's as bad as we're trying to make him out to be.
No, but like...
Definitely not RB13.
All the group of the injured running backs from last year on the IR, like the young guys, are all below him. And I'd much rather have J.K. Dobbins, Travis Etienne, Cam Akers.
I'm glad we brought that up because this is my question for here. Javonte, Dobbins, Etienne, Akers, you get to take one going forward. If any of you says somebody not named Javonte Williams, I'll have major respect.
No, it's Javonte.
Damn it.
It hurts my heart.
It is Javonte.
I know who I want it to be. I want it to be Dobbins, but yeah. Gus is going to be back, that big, beautiful bastard. And he's not taking carries.
Yeah, it's Javonte.
So when this updates for not even updates because he's there right now, is Javonte Williams, an RB1 for you moving forward?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think he's RB4.
He could crack top five by the time we get to August next year for me.
Getting that little taste of him without Melvin Gordon was, oh, baby. Like, that was like, everything we hoped we would see.
Just wait till they get a quarterback, man. Just wait.
Like, yeah. JT, Harris, and Swift, I feel really good about everything. And you can make an argument with Javonte and Harris in my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, you could sneak there. You could definitely.
Because Pittsburgh's a little bit farther away from being like something we can trust.
Yeah, I love Najee, but I don't want to compare him to this player. Okay, let me just. I'm not comping him to this player. I don't think this will happen.
Oh no!
I have a little. I'm not out on Najee Harris. I need to stress this fact.
But I have a name in my mind, and I wonder if it's the name you're about to say.
I just hope it's not Trent Richardson.
Oh, it is Trent Richardson. Oh, no. God, could you imagine? I'd be heartbroken.
I was looking at the stats the other day, and I'd love it.
Oh, God.
The efficiency isn't crazy far off. I know that's not all on him, but he's averaging 3.6 yards per carry. That's exactly what Trent Richardson averages rookie year. Trent Richardson and his rookie year had 51 receptions. Okay, Najee already has more than that, so he at least has that going for him. But it does just, you know, just something that's kind of crept into my mind. Trent Richardson had 950 yards rushing in his rookie season, and, you know, the wheels fell off. So I don't think that Najee Harris is Trent Richardson. I just worry.
You put it out there into the world.
I know. I just worry that it's
going to be a sound clip.
With a bad, someone's going to clip this. It's a team that'll, you know, we don't know what the plan is at quarterback and a bad offensive line, and he'll get work. Well, I just hope it's not gross work.
If you look at player profile there, yards created per touch. So, like, what he does for himself, he's 31st in the league. Mm-hmm. And their offensive line run blocking is 50th. Like, well, it's a combination of everything bad.
I have one good solution for my good friends in Pittsburgh. Ben said he's going to retire. I think that's counterproductive. I say we move him to guard. He's big enough. He could block. Put him out there. It can't be any worse than what it's going right now. So
it cannot be.
There you go.
It cannot be.
We're trying to problem solve here, Pittsburgh. There you go.
All right. Before we talk wide receivers and everything, any guys that jumped off the pages yet at as values at the running back position?
Ramondre Stevenson.
I teed it up for you.
RB44. People, what are we doing? Don't even give me the crap about, like, oh, it's November. He's been killing it since October. Like, what's the deal? Why is he going in? That's not even RB3 range. What is that? Let me tell you people right now. I'm going to say this in December of 2021. Ramondre Stevenson can be a borderline RB1 next year, and he's going as RB44. What is it, the Patriots backfield that's scaring you away? Do you think that's toxic? That's the weirdest crap I've ever seen. Start treating the San Francisco 49er backfield like the Patriots backfield, okay? That's who you think the Patriots backfield is, the San Francisco 49ers. The Patriots have a good backfield. Enough of that. I want that stigma to die. Okay, you guys can go.
Yeah, clip that.
I was gonna bring up a San Francisco backfield guy, Elijah Mitchell. Well, we're not respecting it yet, but I'd rather talk about the weird occurrence, which is Cordell Patterson.
Yes,
is RB36, and he's a part of that offense. Like, no matter what, this offense, he's a big part of it. The way they use him, it's unconventional. But he's a top 12 running back right now, and the way he's used could stick around. They finally found a team to use his skill set because he's going to have that receiving upside no matter what, and those 7 to 10 carries, which are efficient because he's explosive. Like, he's a legit fantasy player, and he's going behind the likes of Zach Moss, who's terrible, Chris Carson, whose knee is shredded, Khalil Herbert, who, whatever, Chase Edmonds. Like, Damian Harris is going to get his job stolen by Ramondre Stevenson.
Oh,
Michael Carter, James Robinson, who might not be there, who they just benched. Like, it's...
I got one problem with the Cordarrelle Patterson thing. He's on a one-year, $3 million contract. I don't know what they're going to do with him. He's going to be 31. You're not going to pay him a lot. Like, what's the contract going to look like? That's the only thing. Like, if he goes back to Atlanta, I'm in. I'm all in. They clearly have unlocked him fully. If he goes somewhere else, I think it's a risky play. I'm willing to be there with you. I will go there with you, and I will take him on my team. But it is a risky play.
I take the bet of him over Chase Edmonds, though.
I agree with that. I definitely agree with that.
And how about James Conner at RB42?
That's just
like people
hate James Conner.
Yeah.
But the world hates James Conner.
They can't stand him.
Holy shit, is that a value?
Like, he's gonna
score touchdowns in that offense.
Yep.
Like, that's it. There's no question about it. That offense is scoring a ton of points, and he gets red zone work because they're protecting Kyler Murray as they should. It's not ever gonna be exciting. You might wait till the fourth quarter to get a touchdown and hope for it, but RB42?
Definitely low.
Yeah, definitely. It is low. But there's a lot of guys like in that back end RB2 through the RB3 range that are, like, I think people just aren't excited about the name anymore. Like, I think Kareem Hunt at running back 27 is a value. Kareem Hunt produces every single time he's on the field. Like,
Tony Pollard at 33.
Tony Pollard at 33. I'll definitely take the best Cowboys running back as running back 33 instead of the one at running back 11. Clip that.
Oh, baby. I love it.
All right. Wide receivers. First guy that I looked at, and it's weird because it kind of reminds me of what happened with his teammate like a year ago. Brandon Ayuk is going as wide receiver 32. And I feel like there's still the like the poo-poo stink of early season Brandon Ayuk on his name. But he's had at least six targets in five of the last six games, 88% of snaps or more in those same six games. We've seen the upside again that we saw last year. It feels like a year ago when Debo started getting way too cheap. Like people were just so convinced that Debo Samuel would never stay healthy, and people let him go way too late in drafts all offseason long. And I don't think Brandon Ayuk will get that cheap, but I think wide receiver 32, I still think it's a guy with high-end wide receiver 2 upside, especially if the passing game clicks. And, you know, Debo, as great as he's been this year, does still have the injury risk like associated with his name. We'll see if he's able to get back on the field this week. But I love Brandon Ayuk at wide receiver 32. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but that's a lovely price for me.
I think it's appropriate. Like, if you look through, like, the wide receivers who are above him, it seems, like, spot on. Like, there might be one or two guys you prefer over anybody else, but, like, it's spot on for me. And I might take Elijah Moore over him.
Well, I mean, when you have when you have a chance to get a surefire stud like Elijah Moore, you pull the trigger on that move every single time.
I mean, do you want to be good at fantasy or do you want to be bad at fantasy?
You want to have a good holiday season or a bad one?
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
That was good.
Right around him, two spots ahead of him, is Allen Robinson. And I know he's been just atrocious this year. Sorry, Allen Robinson, we still love you. Atrocious. But, like, there's going to be a new coach. There's going to be a new offense. He could be somewhere else because he was on the franchise tag. Like, there's a lot you can change in Allen Robinson, and we know the talent's there. I don't think he's washed. Do you?
No, but I think Justin Fields is too good of a quarterback for him. He's used to having crap thrown to him. So he's got to go to like he's gonna if they don't figure it out in Denver, maybe go there. You know, in that crowded sea of mess.
Why would you want him to go to Denver?
I don't know. They have a crappy quarterback situation. I'm trying to think of crappy quarterback situation.
He's used to playing a bad quarterback.
Yeah, he's got to go to a bad quarterback. Make him the Allen Robinson of old. I'm reverse psychology here. That's what I'm doing.
Maybe we see if Denver can bring in Blake Bortles.
Yeah,
we get that band back.
He'd go to Cleveland and play at Baker.
There you go. They need a wide receiver too. Yeah, that'd be perfect. That would be perfect in Cleveland. That works.
I think that Robinson is out of there, and I don't know. I'm not all the way out on Robinson the player. Like, I'm not ready to say he's totally washed.
Not either. I think
I'm out on him probably at that price until I know where he is. Like, I'd rather have Darnell price. Mooney. I'd rather have Darnell Mooney as wide receiver 48.
I agree with that. Did he get franchise tag? He's playing on the franchise tag, isn't he?
Yes.
He took all that money and was like, screw these guys. I've busted my hump for so long. I'm just going to suck this year. Take the money.
$17,980,000.
He's going to pocket that. And he's just, good for him. He's just going to pocket
that. I'm happy for him, man.
Yeah, get the bag, buddy.
Absolutely.
Get paid.
Yeah, you do deserve it. All those the Christian Hackenberg college years, the Blake Bortles pro years. Get my man his money.
And speaking of guys who are non-existent this year, this was a little bit different because of injury, we'll call it. And it's Michael Thomas at 37. Like,
I'm so in on Michael Thomas at that price.
I feel like it's dirty getting him there.
Like, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But it's absolutely worth the risk for that price.
Right.
Yeah. Because he could easily get Jameis back and kill him.
Calm down. Calm down there. Jameis was averaging like 150 yards a game. I'm not excited about that. I want Michael Thomas out of New Orleans. I'd rather him get traded. You remember what I was saying about Mac earlier? Yeah, there you go. Do it, Belichick. Get me Slant Boy.
That would actually be. That'd be.
Ooh, Slant Boy gets a lot of. Slant Boy got a lot of money coming up.
Does he?
He's $22 million dead cap space. So he gets cut.
Never mind, Michael Thomas. You're staying in New Orleans, baby.
Hope you like the Big Easy.
He's got another 3 years at $24 million, $25 million, $24 million.
Oh my god! Yep, that's not happening. Okay, that dream died quick.
Yeah.
Alrighty then. But yeah, no.
He's still only 28.
I would take a dart throw on him, absolutely.
And he took most of this year off, even if he wasn't 100% yet. He's going to be fully healthy next year.
Wasn't New Orleans on Russ's list?
Yep.
There you go.
Boom. There it is.
Yep.
Problem you solved. Heard it first.
Or Aaron Rodgers.
I don't know.
Rodgers can you see Rodgers and Sean Payton like fist fighting on the sideline?
Right. It'd be glorious.
Sean's trying to stab him with a needle. Take the vaccine. one thing I want to bring up, I want to go a little higher here because I'm boring. DK Metcalf, wide receiver 4. AJ Brown, wide receiver 5. Tyreek Hill, wide receiver 6. Which one are you taking?
Tyreek Hill.
100%.
Tyreek
Hill. No hesitation. Yeah. And Devontae Adams.
Devontae, I'm a little more hesitant on just because of the Rodgers situation, but he'll be a free agent. They'll let him go. So, I'd probably agree with that too.
The DK Metcalf and AJ Brown thing is very like
we're jumping the gun. Yeah, we're jumping the gun there.
I love both players, but
yeah,
I don't know. That's
DK's situation could get much worse.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
In a hurry.
100%.
In a hurry, because if they lose Russ, they don't have a backup plan.
Nope. I mean, AJ Brown's situation could not be great either. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know that Tannehill has been working with nothing right now, but it's also late career Tannehill, and I don't know. There's still some uncertainty out there, and AJ Brown's got to stay healthy. It's always like I love the player, but he's constantly been dealing with something the past couple of years, and I know injuries happen, but he's got to stay healthy if he's going to be that top 5 dynasty wide receiver that I think a lot of us thought he was going to be coming into the season.
Yep, I agree with that.
Anybody else? The one other thing before maybe
I got one other guy too.
Yeah, before we quick blow through some value guys. Another guy with uncertainty. What are you doing with Calvin Ridley at wide receiver 16? Like I know we hope Calvin Ridley the person is getting the help he needs and you know is well, but are you rolling the dice on Calvin Ridley at wide receiver 16?
Honestly, I'd like to, but I'd probably let somebody else draft him.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be back. I really do, but I don't know.
Yeah, I do too, but it's a tough call.
I got two guys now because you reminded him. The guy right under him, DeAndre Hopkins. I think he's too high.
Yeah. I'm out.
17. DeAndre Hopkins is 17 is too high. And I died a little saying that.
I'm out. I took the cold as ice sound off the soundboard. Otherwise, I'd hit it again for him.
Yeah, I mean, it feels weird saying I'm on DeAndre Hopkins. This is the sad part of fantasy football.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not even DeAndre Hopkins' fault.
No, it's the situation.
And it's such a great football situation. But
yeah, he's going to continue to be very good for them. But
you know, I think some value up really high is Chris Godwin at wide receiver 14. I'd take him easily over Deontay Johnson, Debo Samuel. And I'd honestly think about taking him over McLaurin. He's been nothing but great. And he's also a free agent and could become the man somewhere. And I feel really confident in him as the wide receiver 1 by himself getting 140 targets. Oh, my God. And he's only 25.
Who's going to give him the bag, Cleveland or Jacksonville?
Yeah, somebody's going to pay him.
Shut your whore mouth. I won't see either of that.
Those two teams will be in the market, and I'm pretty sure they have the money to do it. So they could be one of those two.
It could be, but like, he's somebody who deserves a bag, and
I would like him in Jacksonville. Give Trevor Lawrence that guy.
Yeah. I would not hate that at all. DJ Chark's out of there. I'm sorry, Visca Truthers, but
right now Marvin Jones is the guy in Jacksonville. I'd be better than that.
Come on. Jacksonville has $71 million next year.
Oh yeah.
Hand him the bag, boys.
He's a Jaguar.
You know what'd be really nice, I'd like, is the Colts.
That would be nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
To get that guy with Pittman. That'd be dope. I would love that.
Yeah. And Pittman is like the receiver 1B, which would be perfect for him.
That offense would be unstoppable with Chris Godwin. Oh my God. I literally would not know how you stop that offense. Wentz doesn't turn the ball over unless he's fumbling it. They have an amazing offensive line. Taylor, those two at wide receiver. Good God. Yeah, I'm going to need that to not happen for my Patriots.
And you know what? Would be too bad. If he stays in Tampa, I'm fine with it because we've seen the targets consistently. Even though I don't think there's any way he does because he's not going to get the bag. Like, he hasn't had that second contract yet. And he is ranked. He'll get paid.
Yeah. I think Tommy's going to have to say goodbye 100%.
Yeah.
All right. Who's one last guy that you think is a huge value at wide receiver before we get out of here?
It's late November. This is November. Why is Jalen Waddle going wide receiver 28?
Because people refuse to admit they were too low on Jalen Waddle.
I guess it started as that. Stud. I guess people still don't like Tua, which is weird because he's been balling. That's way too low on Jalen Waddle.
Yeah, totally agree.
He should be closer to the top 10.
Anthony, give yours first. I'm seeing if my guy's on the ADP.
I think it's Michael Gallup for me. He's going as wide receiver 43. And it's somebody that for the last year I've been trying to acquire like ahead of him hitting free agency because I think he's another guy that gets the bag in free agency.
Oh, God, he's a Jaguar.
That would make a lot of sense too.
What if they got Gallup and Godwin?
Hey, spend it, baby. Spend it all.
Yes, sir.
But just a guy, you know, buried on a depth chart. Like every time he gets a chance, he shows out. He had that awesome touchdown catch a week ago. Like, he can produce. We've seen it. He has the 1,100-yard season on his resume. I think regardless of what happens, like, it's one of two things, right? Like, he either leaves, gets the bag, is probably treated like a borderline wide receiver one for that team, or for whatever reason, the Cowboys opt to move on from Amari Cooper, which I don't think will happen. But even if they did, they probably keep him instead. So I think Cooper stays with CeeDee Lamb and Gallup leaves in free agency and way outperforms wide receiver 43 prices.
Yes.
I wanted to go Freddie Swain, but he's not on the ADP.
he's down the ADP in our hearts.
I kind of want to say Jacoby Myers, but I look at Amon-Ra St. Brown at wide receiver 64. We saw him get the targets this week for the first time, and it was great. I want to see more of it. And we thought that's what he could be. And for a young wide receiver who's 22 years old, we're taking it below a lot of old guys with a lot of question marks when he has the potential to be the man on a team that's gonna need somebody to throw to.
Yeah, I love that 100%. I think that he's way too low. So I think he'll keep earning some work down the end of the season here as well. All right, well, thank you all for listening to this episode of the Dynasty Draft Room presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. We're going to be back with more of the Dynasty Draft Room next week. But in the meantime, make sure to check out all of our written content over at si.com/NFL/draft and keep it locked in here on the NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network so you don't miss any of the top-notch content we've got set to come your way as the 2022 NFL Draft approaches. And we will talk to you guys next week.
Later, taters.